I feel that being a public servant entails providing a forum and giving a voice to those people that feel they do not have a voice. You know, Eckwalk is a village of 90 people. I was in a steam with Luki Echocock, who is a 70-year-old Alaskan of Eskimo heritage. I was taking a steam with he and with Bill Sladen, who is they've known each other for 15 years. Bill Sladen is probably my closest friend in Fairbanks. His wife and daughter are up doing Christian ministry work in the village of Savunga right now, where they have lost a boiler. Mr. Sladen got a boiler donated. His plumbers are going up to install it. I helped to pay the freight to put that boiler in. Mr. Sladen also has a relationship that stretches back for 15 years with Luki. The three of us were three naked men in a steam, in a plywood steam, a Saturday evening at the end of August, and I turned to Luki and I said, Luki, with the things that I have seen, the only thing that I can do is to send a letter to the state attorney general. Do you want me to do that? And he said, yes, I do. I went to bed. I got up the next morning at 6 a.m., composed the letter in a handwritten form in my leather-bound journal, took the next 7 or 8 days to refine it, sent it off, have endured a pretty significant hailstorm and a lot of provocation from some groups, the Alaska Natives in particular, who I did not intend and to offend, and have now been in touch with the Deputy Attorney General, Mr. Sabodny, and we have submitted a follow-up letter to him under the seal of confidentiality. I will not talk about any of the names or the incidents that I relayed to him, but it is now in the hands of the State Attorney General, and I did it in a timely enough fashion that if they choose to request somebody from the Department of Public Safety to go out and shadow those hearings, that was my intention, which was to provide a forum for those folks out in that region who felt like they were being victimized. They told me that themselves in two public meetings, in the community of Eckwalk, in the village gymnasium, and in the community hall of the village of Nystoyahuk. Each were attended by 50 to 60 Alaska citizens. They told me that they didn't have a voice. They told me that there were things going on that they thought were, at the very least, inappropriate. Some of them were very frank that there were illegal things going on. I relayed all that information, as is my constitutional duty as an elected representative, and I'm tough enough to suffer through press releases from folks that didn't even bother to seek out the source document of the letter that I wrote, and were very quick to put out press releases condemning my behavior, and 48 hours later then called our office to request the source document, which was the letter that I wrote.